Welcome to my podcast, Mindsploring. I'm Tegan Rabina, a women's life and relationship coach who specializes in helping other women, just like me, attract the relationships they deserve, have the confidence to step into their full potential, embrace their imperfections and authenticity, and be the change they wish to see in the world. In these episodes, I'll talk about relationships, communication, boundaries, balance, mindset, growth, intimacy, compassion, and so much more. You'll walk away from each episode with a deepened awareness of your habitual thinking and new perspectives and tools that will allow you to create positive change in your life today. You can explore all the ways to work with me on my website. And with that, let's get into today's episode.
Hello, hello. Welcome to episode 12 of my podcast, Mindsploring. And today I wanted to get on here and I wanted to chat about routine. So we all know like the benefits of routine. That's the thing we hear about the most. Like, it's so good to have a schedule. It's so good to have like regularity in our lives and consistency in our lives. And that's how we get the results that we're looking for. So I'm not really going to get too deep into the benefits of routine because I think we all know what the benefits are. I'm going to really jump into the red flags, because I am a creature of habit and I have seen the benefits of routine, but I've also been able to identify where routine has almost been a protective mechanism and a way that I have been able to actually avoid deeper realizations about myself. So what I mean by this is, for example, when me and my ex broke up when I was like 15, this is my first serious relationship. And I was just like feeling my feels, you know, it was a really hard time. Like, I was like solidly depressed for like a good week there. I was not having a good time. And this is actually when I started, picking up my own routine in regards to a workout, routine. So I played a lot of sports growing up, but I think I was laying around hating my life and I was like, well, you know what, like laying around here doing nothing that good is not helping me. And while I don't know what will, I know that perhaps I could, you know, go do something with myself that may give me some form of benefit. So that's when I actually started running. So I started a running program, and I used this running program to channel, I guess, my emotions. And I was feeling a lot of anger, resentment, sadness, all these difficult emotions. So it really allowed me to channel and release what was building up inside of me. And it also made me, I also felt proud of myself because I was like, look at me. Like, I thought that I couldn't run. Like, it was one of my things where I actually thought, no, I'm not a runner. Like, I'm just not made to run, all these things. But then when I started running 3 days a week, before you know it, I'm running like, you know, I actually got really good at running and I ended up winning a few events and I did pretty well in my last couple of years in cross country. And I realized, holy crap, this whole time I thought I was shit at running, but I just hadn't put in the work and I had just been convincing myself that this was something I couldn't do. So you can see how there's so many benefits that have come from, me establishing this routine. It allowed me to like keep moving. It allowed me to get up and stop moping it around. It allowed me to also like release limiting beliefs. Like, I thought that I was a terrible runner and then I proved myself wrong. So it allowed me to do a lot of good things, but you can also see that it was a coping mechanism. And I'm not saying this is bad. I'm just saying it's really good to explore that, because when you see how something that's like hyped up so much can actually, it actually can have, like, it has positives and negatives to it. So at the time, it was what I needed. It was a way for me to expel my emotions. It was a way for me to do something with myself that felt good, like that made me, I guess it made me feel worthy and made me feel productive. I was looking after my body, all these things, whatever, whatever. But as you can see from what I'm just mentioning there, there's this like aspect of externalizing worth. That's what I really want to talk about today. So when I started running, I really like that routine. It became like, it became a coping mechanism for me. And it also became like almost like a lifeline. So I would do my workouts or whatever, or like, you know, I'd tick my boxes with the routine. But then if I didn't do it, I'd feel terrible. You know, it was like I felt like I just wasn't doing anything, or I wasn't enough until I did what I had to do. So you can actually see how this transition of establishing a routine had its benefits, but then it got to a point where it was actually not as beneficial as I'd thought. And it really wasn't until the last, probably about a year and a half ago, when I really started to see that this attachment I had to a routine was actually allowing me to avoid facing some deeper truths about myself. So what I mean by that is it stopped me from exploring where I was externalizing my worth. So with all of these things, with, you know, the workouts I used to do, I honestly still can't believe when I was in the army, I used to get up at 5:30 and work out before I went to PT in the morning and work out again with the unit. I was crazy. And I was like, yeah, I'm killing it. Like, look at me getting up, working out. I never really showed it off in front of everyone. It was more just for me. It was my external validation. It was like, I'm looking after myself. I'm getting myself out of bed, working out, and then working out again. It was just like something I did. And it made me feel worthy. So the last couple of months, I haven't really had much of a routine. And during the pandemic, when I first lost my job, I had a really solid routine. As I said, I'm a stickler for routine and I'm good at sticking to routine. I actually worked, like I had this, as I said, it was like Monday to Friday. I got up at 5:30 every day. I would work out and then I would meditate. And then I would journal, have my shower, have breakfast. And then I would start work at 7:30. And what I mean by that is this is when I lost my job. So I was like, let's explore things I enjoy. So I'd get on my computer and I'd get to work. I'd do some online courses. I would like just go down rabbit holes and see what really like sparked my attention. And you can see that that's great. Like I was doing all these things and all those things are really good for my well-being. Like exercise is profound. Regular exercise has such a huge impact on your mental health, your physical health, your ability to do, you know, certain things with your body. And also just like, as I said, like your mood and everything, the endorphins you get from exercising, oh my God, it's so good. So like they're good things I'm doing. It's not like I'm snorting coke or something in the morning. That wouldn't be a very good routine. You can see how what I'm doing is good, but then what I started to notice, and actually meditation was a habit that I picked up that really allowed me to create that space to see what I'm talking to you about today. I started to see that if I didn't do what I said I was going to do, I felt like a bad person. Like I felt like I had let myself down, like I hadn't done enough. And you see what this did is it created stress around what I was doing. The thing is, like, I don't know if I ever really felt that. I probably did. Like, as I said, I'm exploring this and seeing where I actually got external validation. It would have been one of those things where when I didn't do what I said I was going to do, I'd feel like my day had kind of gone down the drain. So now what I'm looking to explore here is finding this happy medium between having a routine that is really, really good, like a routine that supports my growth and supports my health and well-being and like allows me. And also it is a fallback as well, because having a routine creates that structure in your life that allows you to have those coping mechanisms as well. Like when you're having an extra stressful day, you've got these habits that help you with releasing what's built up, like with meditation and journaling and that daily exercise, like all of those things, that's what's so good about it. Like that's what routine is there for. It's there to create structure. It's there to help you and guide you and almost protect you as well. So it's just about seeing how heavily you're relying on it. And are you relying on a routine to the point where you're actually getting too much external validation, where you don't feel like you're enough if you're not doing all those things that are a part of your daily routine? Like you wake up, you're feeling sick, and you beat yourself up for not getting up at 6:30 or whatever and doing your workout because you felt sick. Like that's an issue. It's like, well, now you have to take the back seat and listen to your body and respect yourself and realize I am just as worthy as I would have been if I did my workout, as I am now, respecting my body, staying in bed for an extra hour because I'm feeling like I have a cold coming on, or I'm feeling mentally exhausted or whatever. It's about having that fine balance between discipline and that space to just go with the flow. So, yeah, I got sick when I came back from, I went on a trip. Me and my boyfriend Lev went to Ottawa back in August. And when I got back, I got a cold, and I actually hadn't had a cold, side note, hadn't had a cold in like a year and a half. And that's a huge thing for me. Anyone who's known me for a long time knows that I was just the sick person that was always sick. And I hadn't been sick for like a long time. So that was just a little celebration there. But I did get a cold. I'm not a superhuman. I did get sick. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to work out for like a few days. And that ended up being like nearly 2 months. So I actually haven't had my regular routine for nearly 2 months now. And I've actually held this routine that I haven't done for the last few, 2 months. I've actually stuck to it, solidly stuck to it for a year and a half before that. So this is a huge break. Like I've had like maybe a week off here and there, but ultimately this 2 months is quite a block of time where I haven't really had that structure. I haven't been getting up at a set time. I haven't, like, I'm not like, you know, I'm I live a pretty boring life, so I haven't really been doing that much out of the ordinary, but I haven't been like going to bed at a certain time, getting up at the same time every day, which is what I usually do when I get up and work out. And it's been a really interesting time, and I feel really proud of myself because this is the first time in my life where I haven't had solid structure. And I still have a little bit, but, and I probably do, like, you know, when you hear about what my routine is, it's pretty, some people say it's pretty crazy. It's not really, but I still have had, like, you know, I'm not like, I don't know how to explain what I'm even going on about now, but I haven't had like a crazy time where I just like jumped off the bandwagon and I get up at like, go to sleep at 1 a.m, get up at 12, then do this random shit the next day. Like, no, I do have some form of consistency, but I haven't had kind of things to tick off. Like, I haven't been like, I have to work out, I have to meditate, I have to journal. I have done some meditation and journaling here and there. I haven't worked out for 2 months. That's the big thing. I mean, I've been going for walks with friends and things, but I haven't been doing my strength training and all that jazz. And I'm really excited to get back into that tomorrow. Because today I've actually sat down and I've been, planning out, a schedule and a routine using a few apps, using a few platforms, because having your own business and like, balancing work life and all that shit, like, oh my God, it can be challenging. So having structure is so important, not just in your life, but especially if you're wanting to start your own business, like having a structure is so important. So I've spent the day, I guess like redefining and reestablishing my routine. And I'm really excited to jump into that and give you guys feedback on how that goes for me. But it really is, taking into account what I was just talking about mentally. And if there's one thing that you got out of this episode today of me rambling on about routine, I would love for it to be that you ask yourself, where in my life am I externalizing my worth and my value? And be, you know, get real with yourself, like, and like, you know, listen to your emotions as well, because that's it. What I was saying before about using routine as a coping mechanism, I think to a point that's what we have it there for. Because as I said, it creates that structure that allows us to like get through things that may have been too much if we didn't have that structure. But then getting to that point where you question yourself and go, shit, I really don't feel that good when I miss a workout. Like, I feel trash. And it's not like, and of course, like, I think, you know, you've got that endorphin burst that you get from working out. Like, you know, of course you may not get that on a day that you don't work out, but what I'm trying to get you to explore here is like, what is your voice saying in your head? Slow down, listen to yourself, listen to what you're telling yourself. There is a fucking voice that talks to you 24/7 in your head right here. So listen to your voice and see what your voice is telling you. What are you telling yourself? Are you calling yourself lazy, useless, a piece of shit? Are you calling yourself, you're saying, oh my God, I just could never stick to a routine. I'm so undisciplined. I have no motivation. I could never do that. I could never do this. This is what I'm talking about. Through seeing where you feel let down by yourself, you can actually find the root cause of your suffering. So instead of needing to work out every day to like get rid of the anger that's built up inside of you about like some like shitty office workplace you work out and just the gossip and all the trash that goes on there. You come home, you work out because it gets that anger out. That's great. You've got a coping mechanism for it. But imagine if you could actually identify the viewpoints, the limiting beliefs and the perspectives that you have that's causing the anger to build up inside of you. That's what I'm trying to get at. If you got one thing out of today, where do you externalize your worth? In your routine, where do you externalize your worth? And then actually on the flip side, if you don't have a routine in your life and you've always wanted it, but you've just somehow can't do it, it's the same thing. You will have belief systems in place where you just don't think you could do a routine. You're like, nah, I'm just not a routine person. I'm just not a morning person. You know, I'm just terrible with my organizational skills. I can't stick to anything. Like, listen to those voices in your head and then get curious. Don't avoid them. Like, that's the thing. Like, befriend these difficult voices that are going on, because then you can actually release them and you'll find that you will be able to establish a routine if you have struggled in the past. It's really just about getting to know yourself more. And through getting to know yourself more, you can release those limiting beliefs. You can, you know, be kinder to yourself, extend that more compassion, stop trying to change yourself. Because you're not, you know, it's not about changing yourself. It's about learning to trust yourself more. And when you learn to trust yourself more, you're going to delayer the learnings and the things that you have been taught that are actually they're leading you kind of off path from what your intuition is trying to tell you and what your intuition is trying to show you. Anyway, could keep going for 10 billion years, but that was my life today on routine. Yeah, what I really wanted to get out of this was the fact that routine's great, but there's also some really cool perspectives that I hope I showed you in this live where you can explore where you are beating yourself up more than what you need to, where you're holding yourself back because you're being too hard on yourself. And then from there, you can actually rebalance and you can introduce routine if you haven't already. You can potentially loosen up your routine and you can try and find that balance between having a routine that serves you, but also creating space for being human. Okay. Thanks so much, guys. I'm going to finish up now and this will be saved as a podcast episode. Thanks a lot.